Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. In times of economic uncertainty, a lot of people can feel like they've really lost control of their finances, of their future. A new partnership between Conscious Economics and Interact is looking to help Canadians build financial confidence. They have started this community-led educational program called Mindfulness and Money. Rhiannon Roslin, creator and CEO of Conscious Economics, joins us now to talk about the program. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
It should go without saying, but I'm going to ask you to put a fine point on it. Why is financial confidence so important?
Yeah, well, you know, really our finances and our money are at the center of everything in our lives, whether it's our jobs, our relationships, our well-being, our mental health. So really it is the most important thing, yet so many Canadians are still so uncomfortable about speaking about it, about addressing the things that make them feel like they're not confident. And this is what we really want to change with this program.
What is Conscious Economics? I mean, I kind of think I know, but I don't know.
Yeah, Conscious Economics is a not-for-profit organization, and I like to explain it like this. Consciousness, another word for consciousness, is a deeper awareness. So we are bringing a deeper awareness to all things economy. We talk about the people, planet, profit, art revolution that is happening right now, which is what I call the new economy. And it's really about us having a deeper, more therapeutic lens into the emotional and social impacts that our relationship with money and the economy have. So we take our participants and our members on a journey of actually self-discovery and understanding what they picked up in childhood, what they picked up societally that impacts their relationship with money, and we help them to improve their relationship to money from that lens and that perspective.
Interact is your partner on this particular program. I know Conscious Economics does other things, but what do you hope participants will learn from their engagement with this program?
We really hope that participants are going to start to understand what the psychological, emotional, and social blocks are that are preventing them from feeling financially confident. So like you mentioned, this is a community-led initiative. Interact has been a supporter of Conscious Economics for over 5 years. I love working with them because they have nothing to sell. They have nothing to prove other than they want to see Canadians doing well with their money. So this was a great partnership. And what I really enjoy about the program, and I've done it obviously myself in creating it, is that it can uncover and open up our minds to some of the little things that are hidden deep in our subconscious that are impacting our relationship. So let me give you an example. I grew up in a single parent household and money was always a struggle. In fact, you know, I watched my mom work double, you know, shifts and jobs, but still be struggling to pay the bills. So I had this feeling like money is always a struggle. And even when I grew up and I started to earn a great income, I started to overspend so that I would just still be in that struggle, even though it wasn't related to my income or what I was generating. It was something that I had subconsciously imprinted inside of me. And until I went deep down and started to do some of the work to excavate that, I was repeating this pattern, even though my circumstances didn't require it. So I know that sounds a little complex. We are embedding financial therapy into this program. I know you've had Asil Albaba, who is one of Canada's only financial therapists, and she was instrumental in this particular project as well. So I really encourage folks to go to consciouseconomics.ca and try the program out for yourself. It's self-led modules. They're easy. They're actually beautiful to watch. Community-led experts. So it's not, you know, your traditional financial literacy, you know, educators. These are real people with real stories and real lives. And I think that people will find this very relatable.
Asil is amazing, and she has great, great perspective on this world. I'm looking at your core educators. These are not names, faces, and job titles that we would have been exposed to in the last 25, 30 years. In fact, there's two mindfulness and well-being coaches. So they would bring, you know, first and foremost, expertise in mindfulness. How tough was it for you to bring that, make that intersection to the personal finance dynamic? Yeah. Was that an easy connection or was it harder?
You know what? It's been a journey. It's been 10 years that I've been working in financial literacy. I was the founder of the Junior Economic Club of Canada, which had me traveling all across the country. And I gotta say that I had this realization, and it was about 2017. I was up in the Arctic of Canada working with some incredible Inuit leaders. And I realized that traditional financial literacy doesn't actually work if we don't address some of the emotional and social things that are preventing us from feeling empowered around money. So even for myself, I could have known all of the things. I knew how to budget, I knew how to save, I knew how to invest, but because of my trauma from childhood of growing up in a low income situation, I was still not applying some of those things that even I knew as an educator. So as I went on my own healing journey myself with money, I started to work with incredible mindfulness and wellness coaches. And that's where Sheena and Gary, who are both our wellness and mindfulness coaches. And I also want to highlight the diversity of our teachers. You know, we are a diverse country here. Many of us have different journeys, whether we've, you know, immigrated to Canada, whether our parents were first generation. There's all these different layers that impact our way that we see ourselves within the economy and with our relationship with money. And both Gary and Sheena, our wellness coaches, are really well-versed in healing communities of color and ensuring that those folks that have felt they were on the outside of maybe the inner circle of money and finance are being invited in this gentle and loving way. It's really about healing, and it's a time to heal. Look what's happening in the world right now. There's so much uncertainty around money and finance, and you know, look at just the economy, the uncertainty, the inflation, all of it. So we need tools. And I want people to know that you can change your relationship with money. You can feel more confident with your money and your resources. And it's not about always how much you're bringing in. It's about healing some of these things that really impact our heart. And I know that sounds weird saying heart, saying money in the same sentence, but that's what conscious economics is really all about. Taking this new and loving approach to the topic that impacts so many of us.
It doesn't sound remotely weird here, because we live at the intersection of those two things. One last question before we go. The stark reality for most Canadians, particularly in these times, given rising interest rates and rising inflation and all that stuff, is that they need to make trade-offs, harder trade-offs than they would have needed to make even 2 years ago. Yes. How does that challenge get woven into the work that you're doing?
Well, I want to answer that in two ways. Firstly, Interact conducted some incredible research, and we were really seeing that we're up to 61% of Canadians saying that they're feeling an uncertainty and a financial anxiety that's preventing them from feeling confident with their money. We're seeing millennials and Gen Z, women, and those earning under $50,000 particularly impacted right now. And I want to put this out to your listeners. When we are in these challenging times, it's very easy to go into a lack mindset, meaning that we're thinking about all the ways that we have to contract, all the ways we have to pull back. I want you to think about this time with still the mindset of abundance. And what I mean by that is, instead of thinking about, oh, I've got to pull this off my, you know, spending for this month, or I've got to take these things away, how can you collaborate with your neighbors? How can you come together with people in your community and build infrastructure, build things together that are less, you know, you're each contributing, but you're actually contributing more. So, for example, instead of going out and pretending that you can keep up with everybody, if you really can't, why not come together with your community and saying, we're going to come together and we're going to help cook a beautiful meal together, spending time together. These things, we've lost this so much in our society, in this consumer-driven culture that's being fed to us. We forget that the real currencies of life are love, togetherness. And I know that that may sound like, oh yeah, sure, that doesn't pay the bills. It actually can. You can figure out ways to pool resources with people. I'm having friends right now that are talking about selling their homes and literally like moving in with other couples. Like, we got to do what we got to do. The world is where it's at. And there's no shame in us literally changing our whole entire paradigm around how we live, how we operate with each other, the planet, and our finances.
It's amazing. Rhiannon, thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce.
Rhiannon Roslin is the creator and CEO of Conscious Economics. She joined us to talk about their program, which is a partnership with Interact and Conscious Economics called Mindfulness and Money.